now we're getting enough red tomatoes that we, you know, we're going to have something to dehydrate or can or something. But I think a lot of the big ones, we're probably going to be having fried green tomatoes.
Yeah, but, you know, I always like to encourage folks not to give up on those big, mature-looking green tomatoes on the vine as the days are shortening here, you know, it kicks in gear, all these plants, they are on a fast track to ripening right now. And even if we should get some frost that kill off our little vines and tinge everything around us, you know, those big green tomatoes can be snipped off of the vine, brought inside, and ripened on the countertop to provide you some really incredibly nutritious food. So they're not a lost cause should we run out of time here in the fall. Keep that in mind. A lot of work we've put in over the course of the summer to growing those tomatoes. We've talked about it. We've checked our plants. We've got a lot of expense and, you know, just effort put in there. And so let's make the biggest bang out of the harvest as we can. And to harvest at the end of the season here, we're not quite there yet, but to make sure that we don't leave all of those big, large, beautiful tomatoes green still on the vine, you know, just to rot. They have a lot of potential in the kitchen.
Okay, and you when you bring them in,